Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Jonah Jones with his quartet brings us Rose Room from 1957, written by Art Hickman and Harry Williams. And another listen to that wonderful trumpet and the very fine quartet from the, as I said, 1957, the late 50s. Well, welcome to this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before and to our CHUO funding drive. This is the chance for us to thank you, our listeners, for your very generous support of CHUO all throughout the year, and to ask you this morning to contribute to our funding drive and help keep us on the air and coming to you. Well, CHUO is listener-supported radio, and we do so rely on you to help provide us with the means to keep this radio station going. We are Canada's only bilingual community campus radio station, and we like to think that we offer you quality programming that, you know, you might not hear were it not for this station. And I like to think, too, that that includes in programs like this one, I've Heard That Song Before, where every Sunday morning we bring you the original recordings of songs from the 20s through to the 1960s. So if you enjoy listening to CHUO and to music from this era in popular song, we'd love it if you would pledge your support to help keep us on the air and also to keep this music coming to you every Sunday morning. We do appreciate your support, and we'd also like you to contribute to our funding drive. So we would like to ask you to show your support for CHUO, and I'll mention there's a number of ways for you to choose from to do so, and you can pick the one that's most convenient to you. You can donate directly through our website at www.chuo.fm, and you can also do so through our GoFundMe page at GoFundMe.com/CHUOFM. I encourage you to visit the website to learn more about CHUO, and it would be wonderful if you could give us your support. Well, we've got a couple more songs coming up for you just now, and we could go to a lovely voice of Vic Damone from 1950. So it's a young Vic Damone just starting out. He's going to bring us a number by Billy Rose and Irving Cahal called The Night Is Young and You're So Beautiful. And after Vic, we'll go back 5 years to 1945 to one of the great jazz pianists. I'd like to think, yes, certainly in the 20th century, and that is Teddy Wilson. He had a long career, went on for decades, and in 1945 he got together with lots of different groups, and we'll hear him with the trumpet of Charlie Shavers and the vibraphone of Red Norvo, with a very popular standard from the early days, written by Harry Ask, Sam Lewis, and Joe Young, and that is Dinah. Here's Vic Damone with The Night Is Young and You're So Beautiful.
So beautiful here among the shadows, beautiful lady. Open your heart. The scene is set, the breezes sing of it. Can't you get into the swing of it, lady? When do we start? When the lady is kissable and the evening is cool, any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool. The moon is high and you're so glamorous, and if I seem over amorous, lady, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you. And the evening is cool, any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool. The moon is high and you're so glamorous, and if I seem over amorous, lady, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you. Thank you.
was Teddy Wilson and Friends with Dinah from 1945, featuring the trumpet of Charlie Chambers and the vibraphone of Red Norvo. And before that, we heard from Vic Damone, The Night Is Young, and You're So Beautiful. While you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. And we are in our funding drive, and we're really looking forward to hearing from you this morning. Well, CHUO is the region's only bilingual community radio station, and it provides quality radio programming that celebrates the diversity of you, our audience. We like to think it's more than just entertainment. We like to think it's a service that we are a non-profit organization, can provide to you at no cost. We offer you, the community, the opportunity to participate, to be heard, and to be included in our celebration in a way that is not always possible in mainstream media. Well, we do rely on your generosity, and this morning we're asking you if you can support us with your pledge of support, and we would just love to hear from you. You can donate directly through our website at www.CHUO.FM, and you can also do so through our GoFundMe page at gofundme.com/CHUOFM. These and other methods are all described, as I mentioned, at www.CHUO.FM. And we've got a couple more songs coming up, and we're going to hear from two lovely jazz singers from the 30s and onwards. And we'll hear first from Sarah Vaughan from 1958. Beautiful voice, very rich and powerful. She's going to bring us a number written by John Layman and John Lewis called Love Me. And after Sarah, we'll go back to 1937, and we will hear from Maxine Sullivan. Rather a different style from Sarah Vaughan, a very delicate sound, a rather sweet sound. And she sang with many of the great jazz artists of the time. We'll hear her this morning with Charlie Chambers again, Buster Bailey on clarinet, and Billy Kyle on piano. The song is written by Irving Berlin. It's a very famous song. It's called Blue Skies. Two more songs we'll hear now from Sarah Vaughan and Love Me.
Take me in your tender arms. nothing but blue skies. Oh, I see blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds from now on. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from CHUO 89.1 FM, and we're at the University of Ottawa, where we are in our funding drive, and we're really looking forward to hearing from you and your very, very generous support. Thank you so much. It will mean so much to the station, and we do appreciate it so much, and we're going to keep this music coming to you every Sunday morning. So I hope you're enjoying the show today. We do have lots more music to come. And our funding drive has been going on for a week, and we've been reaching out to you, our listeners, and asking you to share in the community outreach we provide through offering support in raising funds that are essential for our operation. Well, we are an open format radio station, and one of the things that means is that all the music you hear is personally selected by the show host. Yes, every Sunday morning I make a selection from my library and bring you some lovely music, and it's such a delight to share it with you every Sunday morning and to keep these wonderful voices and instruments on the air, not to mention all those wonderful songs. Well, CHUO plays everything from local artists to artists from across the world, and pretty well every style imaginable. And our different hosts, they bring you our own perspectives on music and present you with some pretty amazing music. Well, this program is one of many that the station brings to you, and as I mentioned, it celebrates music popular during the period from the 1920s through to the 60s. And one of the things that we do is we feature original recordings made at the time by the artists of the time. And apart from how wonderful the music is and the performances, I'm always amazed at how fantastic the sound quality is. Some of the music you're hearing this morning was recorded 80 years ago. Still there. We'd love to hear from you. You can donate directly through our website at CHUO.FM. And you can also do so through our GoFundMe page at GoFundMe.com/CHUOFM. I encourage you to visit the website to learn more about CHUO, and it would be wonderful if you could give us your support. Well, we have another lovely lady coming up to sing for you in just a moment, a very frequent visitor to the show, and that is Helen Forrest, one of the loveliest voices around, and she had a long career. We'll hear her from 1947, so well into her solo career at this point. She's going to bring us a number called I Love You Much Too Much. After Helen, we'll hear from the orchestra of Benny Goodman. And in fact, Helen did sing with the Benny Goodman Orchestra for a couple of years. This is before Helen's time, 1936. Benny Goodman had a very good orchestra, and of course, he was one of the great clarinetists of all time. He worked a lot with Fletcher Henderson, the great arranger. The song we're going to hear this morning is called Down South Camp Meeting. It's a Fletcher Henderson composition and an arrangement, and it's, I think, a very fine example of the wonderful combination of the talent of Benny Goodman and his musicians and the art of Fletcher Henderson. We'll start with Helen Forrest and I Love You Much Too Much.
Start, but yet my love is such, I can't control my heart. I love you much too much. I ask myself what for. And darling, when we touch, I love you more. Perhaps I hold your heart too tightly, but who am I to say? Should hold it lightly.
just heard from Benny Goodman with Down South Camp Meeting, one of the many arrangements that Fletcher Henderson provided to that very fine orchestra. And I think that's a wonderful example of the swing style in the 1930s. That lovely rhythm and that call and response between the brass and the reeds. Before that, we heard the glorious voice of Helen Forrest, always a very welcome visitor to the show, with I Love You Much Too Much from 1947. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. And we're here on your dial at 89.1 FM, and that's CHUO. And we are in our funding drive. And you know, we just love to hear from you. Said before, at CHUO, we are your campus community radio station, and all the programs are brought to you by volunteers. And we like to think of ourselves as a pretty enthusiastic bunch. We do have a lot of fun sharing the music and the commentary and the chat with you and reaching out to you. You are listeners and you are community. You know, we do so appreciate your support all throughout the year, and we would just love to hear from you now. And I can assure you that all of your support is going to go directly to helping keep us stay on the air and carrying on as one of a pretty unique radio station, bringing you, as I said, some wonderful music and reaching out right across our community and our region and across the world, too, of course. We're streaming live on the internet. And we just love keeping in touch with you and sharing our ideas and all the things we love with you. And that goes for this program. I do love this music from this period. Wonderful voices and amazing talent instrumentally, as we will hear this morning and as we've been hearing this morning. And it's wonderful to share it with you. It's marvelous to be able to keep these folks on the air. They were on the air all the time back in 50, 60 years ago, and they still are on the air now. And we like to do our bit sharing all this wonderful talent with you. And, of course, all those wonderful songs from the great songwriters that are still, of course, being performed by contemporary artists today. Well, we would like to thank you, our listeners, very much for your very generous support of CHUO during the year. And we'd also like you to contribute to our funding drive. So we would like to ask you to show your support for CHUO. And I'll mention there's a number of ways for you to choose from to do so. And you can pick the one that's most convenient to you. You can donate directly through our website at www.chuo.fm. And you can also do so through our GoFundMe page at gofundme.com/CHUOFM. I encourage you to visit the website to learn more about CHUO, and it would be wonderful if you could give us your support. Well, we've got some amazing talent coming up in our next segment, and we're going to go to 1962 for our first song. And this was one of the several songs recorded in that year by two of the greats in the music field, singer Frank Sinatra and composer, conductor, arranger Robert Farnon. Robert Farnon, of course, a native son of this great country. He made his career in the UK. He'd gone over during the war and led a very good swing band over there. And he went on to specialize in every field of music. One of the things he did was do a lot of arrangements and for the great vocalists. And in 1962, he got together with Frank Sinatra, and they did an album called Sinatra Sings Great Songs from Great Britain. And Robert Farnon did the arrangements and conducted the orchestra. And I always like to think that these are songs that bring out some of the wonderful talent of these two great members of the music community. Frank Sinatra's wonderful, delicate, melodic voice, and Robert Farnon with that very sweeping sound, very rich and deep, and very delicate too. And having said that, I'll tell you what they're going to bring to us. It's a lovely song called A Nightingale Sings in Berkeley Square, a very famous song in Britain during the war and around the world, written by Eric Maschwitz and Manny Sherwin. And after Frank and Robert Farnon, we will hear from one of the great trumpeters of all time from 1953, Chet Baker. And it's hard to know really how much to say about this guy. He really had a beautiful talent, lovely melodic sound, a very, very mellow sound to his trumpet. And some of the nicest recordings he made were, he made some wonderful recordings. He also sang, too, we mustn't forget. He's not singing on this one, but we will hear that wonderful, wonderful trumpet. And the recordings he made with pianist Russ Freeman back in the 50s. They're going to bring us a number written by Harold Arlen, and it did have lyrics by Johnny Mercer, but as I said, we won't hear the lyrics this morning. We'll just hear the music and the trumpet of Chet Baker. And the song is called This Time, The Dream's on Me. Two more wonderful songs, and we'll hear now from Frank Sinatra and Robert Farnon, A Nightingale Sings in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know, 'cause I was there that night in Berkeley Square.
the wonderful trumpet of Chet Baker with the piano of Russ Freeman. The lovely Harold Arlen number, this time The Dream's on Me. And that was from 1953. Before that, we heard a song from the album Sinatra Sings Great Songs from Great Britain. A wonderful album he made in 1962 with conductor, composer, and arranger Robert Farnon. And the song they brought us, lovely song, A Nightingale Sings in Berkeley Square.
Want to hear the latest in jazz? Or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM, and we're here at the University of Ottawa, and we are in our funding drive, and we're really looking forward to hearing from you this morning. And we're going to do our very best to keep this music coming to you on CHUO on Sunday mornings and sharing it with you. We have a shared love of this wonderful music, and we are anxious to extend that across the community and across the world, and hope that other folks start tuning in to just how lovely these songs were and how very talented all of the artists were. And we have several more coming along for you this morning on CHUO, and we'd love to hear from you. We would love you to pledge your support to keep CHUO on the air and programs like this coming to you every week. You're listening to listener-supported community radio. That means you, and you've no idea how grateful we are to you all of your support during the year. We do rely on each and every one of you to provide us with the means to keep this radio station going. And it's wonderful to hear from you, to know how much you appreciate what we do. It means a great deal to us, and it's a wonderful dialogue. And we're really looking forward to hearing from you this morning. You can donate directly through our website at www.chuo.fm. And you can also do so through our GoFundMe page at gofundme.com/CHUOFM. I encourage you to visit the website to learn more about CHUO, and it would be wonderful if you could give us your support. Well, we've got two more songs coming up, and we're going to hear from a lovely combination, Doris Day and Andre Previn. In 1962, they recorded a lovely album called Duet. We're going to hear a number from that particular album, and it's called Wait Till I See Him. We are going to hear from one of the great voices on the pop scene, but also wonderful with the standards, and that's Bobby Darin. And he made some albums, largely with Billy May doing the arrangements. The number we are going to hear is from Joseph McCarthy and Jimmy Monaco, and it's called You Made Me Love You.
Wait till you see him, see how he looks. Wait till you hear him laugh. Painters of paintings, writers of books, never could tell. Thank you. glance, pensive and sweet and wise, all of it lovely, all of it thrilling. I'll never be willing to free him. When
I didn't want to do it, I didn't want to do it. You made me want you, and all the time you knew it, I guess you always knew it. I didn't want to tell you, I didn't want to tell you. I want some love, that's true, yes I do, deed I do, you know I do. You know you got the kind of kisses that I'd die for. You know you made me.
'Cause I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you.
Yes, I do, you know I do, oh, how I do. Give me what I cry for. You know you've got the kind of kisses that I'd die for.
Almost at the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed our music this morning. Do please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more music from days gone by. Well, we have one more song for you this morning. And we're going to hear from one of my favorite artists. She's called Kay Starr. Kay was very comfortable right across the music spectrum. And she could do jazz and rock and country. And she could do mainstream. Well, we're going to hear her with a very popular jazz number. It was also written by Fats Waller and Andy Razaf. Kay is going to bring us the song Ain't Misbehaving. And I believe this is from 1947.
No one to talk with all by myself. No one to walk.
And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.